Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round three recap for this week's Zurich Classic. And joining me to break it all down from the scene, it's Mark Immelman. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Welcome to New Orleans. Nice hotel we got this year. The last few seasons last year apart because obviously the event was canceled due to the COVID lockdown. We stayed on Royal Street, which is one over from Bourbon Street. The hotel was always lovely, but very noisy and crowded. The place we're in now is luxurious and quiet, and I'm loving it.
It does look luxurious. Very nice. Okay. Well, you got the whole place to yourself.
Cribs, the first cut edition.
There you go. Before we jump into round three, let me remind you that you can catch final round coverage on CBS tomorrow. You can watch Mark Immelman. You can watch Dottie Pepper and the rest of the crew on the CBS Sports app or CBSSports.com. And you can also stream Sunday's action through your connected devices on Paramount Plus. Well, Mark, we had ourselves a Saturday out there at TPC Louisiana. It was the four ball format, and we've got two South Africans alone at the top. The Oosthuizen-Schwartzel group shot a 63 on Saturday. They are going to enter the final rounds one shot clear. And you know, things are going in their direction when Louis starts making those like 40-foot bombs on the greens. That's when things are going good.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised, but I'm not that surprised with the two South Africans. I mean, they know each other so well, and they've played golf since they were like minions, really. And so they understand each other's game. They understand how each other are playing. But of the two, Louis had been playing better, and Charles coming back from injury. So he's a little bit of a lottery, maybe. But I watched him some at Augusta National, and it seemed like, you know, the golf swing was coming around, and it seemed like he was getting his sea legs under him. And lo and behold, all he needs is his boy on his wing, and all of a sudden, Schwartzel turns into a gun. And right now, they're looking all the part because the golf course, I must tell you, Rick, during the lockdown, they made some renovations to the course. They reshaped bunkers, but they put in a bunch of irrigation, and they've removed a lot of water from this golf course, and it drains so well. And it is playing awesome, man. The place is like a racetrack right now. And par was a good score in certain holes, and you could take advantage in others, and the greens were firm. So you had to be pretty precise. And, hey, Louis grew up at the coastline. He knows how to play in the sea. Mark Leishman, Cam Smith there from Australia, they know how to play in the wind. So a lot of the guys who sort of crept to the top of the leaderboard, they guys who would have been comfortable on firm and blustery conditions.
They're also certainly strangers to this format. By my quick napkin math, they've played 36 President's Cup, not all of them together, but kind of going back and forth between this four ball, this foursomes kind of. There's certainly no strangers to this.
No, they aren't. And that's part of the key to success in this sort of format is comfortability with each other. And the comfortability really where you can say to a guy, if you miss a shot or you miss a putt, that you don't feel guilty, that you can just be like, oh, whatever, man, we'll be all right. And I might hit you into kingdom come, but you're my guy and you can get me out of there. And all of the teams, well, Scheffler and Bubba aside, because they knew this week, but they seem very comfortable. There's that element of, I know you, you know me, you know I'm trying my best. If things don't work out, you know, we can pick up for each other. And that's certainly, to me, is one of those things that sort of portends some success.
Looks like we lost Rick Gaiman there.
Yeah, I thought it was me for a while. Finally, I've got good hotel and Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. Well, we're still live. So you talk a little on this Mark Leishman, Cameron Smith group.
Okay, well, I mean, Leishman and Smith, I was lucky enough to join them later in the day. And it's the kind of group. I mean, these two guys have played multiple President's Cup matches together, and they put together a very sound day. I mean, didn't get off to the fastest of starts, but through the back nine there, you know, started to really make the turn around 7 and 8. They picked up a couple quick birdies, and then from there built on it, birdied the par fives. They had good eagle looks on 18, in fact. And so Leishman, I mean, it's a comfortable combination, and Leishman and Smith certainly with 63 today, 63 in round one, they look like they could be a really tough out. Obviously, they've got to get in front of Louis and Charles, but the Australians, I think, would make, honestly, a manful sort of a battle out there. And it's going to be curious to see, too, because these are guys that have played on President's Cup teams together, all four of these. So they know each other intimately. And I haven't looked at the groupings just yet, but I'm expecting they'll be out together because normally it's first in, last out. So that'll be intriguing to watch. And in alternate shots, that's, again, the sort of situation where you've got to be so okay with your partner. And both those combinations of everyone in the final few, that as I look at the leaderboard, that they would certainly be the best suited to each other. I mean, Finau and Champ, they play similar games and they're easygoing guys, but it really looks to me like the two South Africans and the two Australians, that they are of the most okay with each other group. And as far as Finau and Champ go, I mean, I couldn't comment on them because I was out with a Leishman group on Saturday afternoon, which was all manner of fun. But the way the golf course is playing, it's really going to reward someone who can be a shot maker. And I'm curious to see how Finau and Champ hold out tomorrow, because into these greens for a backhoe location, into the wind, for argument's sake, you've got a flat one in there a little lower. And then down when you've got to be able to hit the ball high, which they both do. But you're also needing to hit little draws, little fades and stuff like that. Now, we know they can bust it. They shot 68 an alternate shot on Friday, which was tied for the best round of the day. But alternate shot is that different form of play, and it'll just be their second go-around together. So I'm keen to see how they hold out, because they have certainly made a bunch of hay with 63 and 67 in the best ball and the four-ball matches. But again, you know, both these guys, they could – Champ has had two victories. Tony's had just the one. You know, people are expecting more. Maybe this is just that sort of environment that'll loosen Finau up when you've got a guy on your wing in Cameron Champ who you know can drive it. And it's all about the golf course, to me, the strategy and how they attack this course, because the way the course stacks up, if you tee off second, you're going to get the lion's share of the tee shots. If on the second hole, I should say, if you tee off first, you'll get a number of the three of the four par threes, which are the meat of the golf course to me. So I'm keen to see how those two guys get out and attack the golf course on a Sunday. But they will be in a place going from the penultimate group where they can go ahead and attack and play a little bit more aggression. Hey, look who's back. You were making my job a little hard there for a while.
Sorry about that. Sometimes the technology lights back a little bit, but I'm good for. I want to talk about that, because the two teams that we on top of the leaderboard heading into the third round, it was the Finau Champ group, it was the Hovland Ventura group, and they both essentially went lost strokes to the field. Field average ended up being 65.5 on Saturday, and now it feels like this thing is a lot more wide open than it might have been if those teams go out and shoot an 8 or a 9 under par in the best ball format. Now there are 18 teams within 4 shots of the top.
Yeah, and that's all a function of the golf course, Rick. I mean, the way it was playing, it wasn't easy out there this afternoon, despite all the 63s that were shot. I think there were probably 4 of them, maybe 5. But if you were on the wrong side of some of these holes and you were misjudging approach shots, you could quickly rumble balls through greens and make, not bogeys, but you certainly, it wouldn't be the birdie fest that everyone would expect that it normally is at the TPC Louisiana in soft conditions. So some of that was the golf course, but you know, a lot of it also is this event. You know it's going to be a shootout. You know folks are going to get after it. And I'm just jacked, Rick, to see that now that we've got the 2 4-ball days out of the way, I think you'll see a lot more movement in alternate shot on a Sunday. Because I think the low score was 68, Finau and Champ indeed, on Friday afternoon in alternate shot. tomorrow. I haven't looked at the forecast just yet, but it's supposed to be warm. It's supposed to be dry. I'm expecting the golf course to do more of the same. And if the wind kicks up, I mean, I think 69 is going to be a good score. So let's say the guys at the South Africans shoot a couple under, which would be a really good day. That's better than they did in round two. That gets them to 21. So that means, you know, guys, it's 16, 17. If they shoot 67 like Palmer and Rahm did to win a couple of years ago, they're still very much in with a shot. So this is going to be just a barnstormer tomorrow afternoon, I think.
Looking back at those round two scores, you're right. 68 was the lowest round of the day. Champ and Finau shot it along with Stenson and Rose. There was a couple of 69s. That was Bubba and Scotty. It was Victor and Ventura. We'll talk about them in a second. And then the Werenski, Peter Uihlein group also shot a 69 in round two. You know, it was a bit surprising to see the Norwegians struggle as much as they did on Saturday. Four under par, 68. Hovland, I mean, they rinsed a couple of balls. I'm not sure how much of their rounds you got to see, Mark, but to see them kind of go backwards in a big spot after having really two great opening rounds was probably, for me, the biggest surprise of the day.
Yeah, it was a little bit, but playing in that final group, you know, that has its pressures, and Hovland is a bit more seasoned than Ventura with respect, and so I'm sure Christopher was feeling the pinch a little bit, and as I looked at it, he made a couple birdies and Hovland made three, so really nothing going on. The key to four balls or best ball is you got to putt. And now I know Ventura is a better putter, but if there is a weakness with Hovland, it's sort of on and around the greens. And with this golf course, the way it opens up, one's a softish par four, pardon me, two's a par five. And holes three, four, five, and six are kind of hard. But we saw some teams make inroads over there. And those were the teams that were able to shoot low. I misspoke earlier. I said Leishman Smith didn't get off to a fast start, but they took advantage through that stretch. And that stretch, it was easy to just make a few pars. And that's what the Norwegians did. Then all of a sudden, maybe you try and force the issue or you're just lipping out putts. I mean, you know, everyone who plays the game knows that that hole can shrink in size to you in the quickest way. And when you're not making putts and your friend, your partner is not in it, and all of a sudden you've got to make something of consequence, there's a little added pressure. And so that, to get back to that word comfortability I've used, I feel like it's almost overused. If you're okay with the fact that your partner's in his pockets and he'll be okay if you miss a birdie putt, then you'll probably swing a bit more freely. And that's always the key to success.
Before we go to break, there was a group that had a lot going on out there, Mark. So the four guys that played together, it was Mitchell and Snedeker along with Ryder and Redmond. So in the same foursome, we saw back-to-back eagles. Keith Mitchell made an eagle on 7 and an eagle on 8. And oh, by the way, Sam Ryder made an albatross today. So that group saw a lot of big birds on Saturday.
Jeez. I had the Leishman Smith group. I actually was on at the top of our show. I was on the Bubba Scotty Scheffler group, and they were grouped alongside Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose. And honestly, I was surprised to see Stenson and Rose capitulate like they did.
Yeah.
And because they're also such a great combination with so much experience. And Scotty and Bubba sort of battled back. So I was there, but then I was pushed to Leishman and Smith, who played their way to the lead. But I did watch when I was out doing some reconnaissance early in the morning. I, in fact, watched Sneds and Keith Mitchell for a little bit, and they were both hitting the ball great. I missed all the histrionics, but I did see them out there.
Yeah, you missed the super good stuff, but yeah, they were scorching out there for quite some time. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to look forward to tomorrow. We've got 18 holes to go, but first we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. Did you know that more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Those numbers do not add up to me, and I know it can be confusing, the biomechanics of the foot, the bones, the muscles, everything in between, but solving foot pain is simple, and that's where Superfeet comes into play. These Superfeet insoles go into your shoes, give your feet comfort and support where they need it the most, and redistribute the forces that reduce both stress and strain through your entire body, not just your feet. Insoles have been phenomenal for me personally, and they
are clinically proven to decrease fatigue, reduce injury, and improve comfort. I can attest to that myself, especially when walking a lot of golf holes that I play. So if you feel good, you play good, you look good, everything works out from there, and it starts from the bottom up. Visit superfeet.com and enter promo code FIRST at checkout for 15% off your first order plus free shipping.
And we're back taking a look at the odds via our friends over at William Hill. They do indeed, Mark, give the nod to the South Africans, plus 275 to win the Zurich Classic, but closely behind are Cam Smith and Mark Leishman. They are plus 300, and Tony Finau and Cameron Champ, who are plus 350. When you look at these teams, and knowing that we are getting alternate shot on Sunday, do you give kind of the nod or the advantage to any one of these three teams over the other?
I would lean towards the two Australians, even though I'm South African deep down. And the reason why I go there, and I made this comment to, I think it might have been Frank Nobilo or Ian Baker Finch, late in our coverage. And I was like, the way this golf course is playing, there's an element of sandbelt golf in Australia to it. It was firm. It was fast. The ball was running out on it. The greens were playing to a place where firm, fast conditions were exaggerating and highlighting slopes on the greens. So you had to be very creative and you had to hit different shots. I mentioned early when you lost your coverage there for a bit that you're going to have to flight golf balls. Cam Smith on 14 after Mark Leishman hit a 6-iron that fluttered up in the wind, the par 3, and came up short and right. Smith just chipped this 5-iron to the front of the green. It rolled all the way to the back of the green to about 15 feet. And I looked at this, I'm like, okay, Yezaboy in command. And Yezaboy was picking the right shot to hit. And both him and Leishman, they hit the driver low, so it goes, and especially on these fast, firm fairways. But they can move the irons around the place, and they both putt well. And the thing about the two South African guys, they're both ball strikers, we know. But if there is an Achilles heel, if you will, it's normally on and around the green. So right now, as much as what it pains me, I give the nod to the Aussies. But that all being said, too, if the golf course plays like it did this afternoon, I don't think we'll see very many low scores, which means the teams who are ahead right now have sort of galvanized their position. And unless they go really badly, you're not going to see anyone really chase them down, I don't think, because the way the greens are playing or were playing today, you can't necessarily hide flags. Every ball was hitting the green releasing 20, 30 feet. So unless all the flags are in the back, it's not going to be a birdie fest. Any flag in the front of the green and folks can be putting from 20, 30 feet. And you're going to be putting really well to hole a bunch of those.
Well, I want to dive into that a little bit further because you were kind of laying that out a bit earlier. So we're at 19 under. That's what the leaders are at right now. And let's just say for semantics, the Oosthuizen Schwartzel group goes out and shoots another 71. That's what they did in round two. That would move them to 20 under if they shoot three, two under, three under. They're really going to put the squeeze on some of these. We haven't seen an alternate shot round lower than 68 this week. So I think you're right. I think on paper, it looks like there's a lot of teams here, but I think it would kind of require Oosthuizen and Schwartzel and maybe the two teams at 18 under to struggle a hair.
But that happens easily. I mean, Cam Smith and Mark Leishman, they made double bogey on the 17th in alternate shot on Friday. So you can trip up quickly. And I said it, I think, on the setup podcast earlier this week, alternate shot lends itself to ball striking and the best ball format lends itself to putting. But the way this golf course is playing, you've got to do both well, and you're going to have to hole out putts. And when you've hit a birdie putt and I'm playing alongside you and you've rumbled this thing past 4 or 5 feet and I missed the comebacker, all of a sudden it becomes emotional. So maybe still, you know, the final group goes down. But the truth of it is, I don't see anyone out of the final group, or not both of them at least, both couples, and maybe even the penultimate group, everybody go down and open the door enough for a couple that's back at sort of the 16 area. It's possible. And maybe they would need to spritz the golf course a bit to get a little softer. But that place firmed out quickly this afternoon.
All right. Well, either way, it is going to, I love the alternate shot format of this on Sunday. So I'm absolutely stoked for it. So we'll be back after what's that?
Sorry. It's just such a mental game. The alternate shot. You know, it's more, it's not just the X's and the O's and the ball striking and stuff. When you're standing there, like we saw it with Horschel and Sam Burns, my one and done pick on Friday afternoon, they're cruising along. I think they went off the lead. They're on 18, a downwind par five. You're thinking, all right, four, and they're up in the lead.
Yeah.
Sam Burns got the tee shot and blows it way right in the middle of the water. Billy Horschel gets up there and it's a toe hook right thereafter because he's just trying to get something in play.
Right.
And all of a sudden they make a double. So look, it's not going to be over until the final hole tomorrow afternoon. But still, I think the way, if the course plays more of the same, they're not going to be many low scores on the offer.
All right. Well, when it is all said and done, we'll be here to cover it all. But for now, let me thank producer Jacob, not only doing all the hard work behind the scenes, but covering for me when technology bites back. Let me thank Mark Immelman, who you can find on Twitter at @Mark_Immelman. And you can find me at @RickRunGood. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.